Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Jesus Christ was not a black radical revolutionary. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I want to discuss a video that you sent me of an interview with a leader of Black Lives Matter movement.
Well, Jimmy, that interview was by Martha McCallum on her nightly Fox News show, The Story, with a man named Hawk Newsom. And Martha asked what he hopes to achieve through violence. And he responded by saying that America was built on violence, so that's part of how he justifies it. And then at one point, Martha asked him about a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King, who said, "Let us be dissatisfied until that day when nobody will shout white power, when nobody will shout black power, but everyone will talk about God's power and human power." And then Newsom said that his Lord and Savior, this is a quote, his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was the most famous black radical revolutionary in history, who was treated just like Dr. King, being arrested and then, he said, assassinated. And then Martha pushed back some by saying that Jesus was of Middle Eastern descent. And earlier, Newsom had said that if they don't get what they want, then they'll burn down the system and replace it. Jimmy, this is not the language or tactics used by Jesus or the apostles, and they all lived and died under a radically brutal regime, a radically brutal empire, and they were mercilessly persecuted by a powerful religious establishment as well.
I would like for you to give us some perspective concerning the criticism of depictions of Jesus and also some implications for other related issues that may well be a problem for all believers as we go forward.
First thing is, we don't learn from history by wiping out any memory of it. There's the old saying that those who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat it. And the statues and stained glass windows that depict Jesus and Mary as white Europeans, those were never intended to be symbols of white supremacy, despite the claims by some in Black Lives Matter. And behind all this, I think we're witnessing attempts to deconstruct Christianity and the Bible specifically. Do we throw out the Bible? Jesus was not a black radical revolutionary, and his narrative is being hijacked for political purposes.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining why Jesus was not a black radical revolutionary. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. You know, I have absolutely no idea about the color of the skin of Jesus Christ. He may have been black, brown, or white. I really don't know. However, I do know that he was the Son of God. He came to this world to give all who will admit that they're sinners, believing that Jesus Christ died to take away their sins, and if they call upon Jesus, he will give them eternal life. I also know that he is coming again to rule and reign, Zechariah 6:13, forever on this earth. And I know that that event is not too far in the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...